I'd just like to read one little verse in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Now, if you don't really know what Bible's talking about there, you can ask one of us later. But that's a verse that really means something special to me. I was born in Helsby, in Cheshire, in England. It's a small town of about 4,000 people. There's two churches, a Methodist and an Anglican, and four pubs. I say that because if any of you have been to England, you'll notice that outside the door of each parish church, there's a pub opposite. So the bell ringers have got somewhere to go afterwards. Now, you can go around Cheshire and you can see places where famous people like Charles Wesley, great English preachers, Bishop J.C. Ryle, you can go and see where they preached. It's a post-Christian nation. We had a lot of great preachers there, but still today I felt it very much a place of darkness. I had a very loving family, a great family really, still have. A good example to me, you know, they never fought, they were always loving, and I had grandparents in the village, nice close-knit community. My father was a once-a-year Anglican, and my mother was a keen Methodist, all her family was, and she took us to church every week. It was a fairly traditional Methodist church, but I always got the feeling that people were going there out of tradition and didn't really believe what they were hearing. In fact, you know, as I began to think about what Christians are supposed to believe, I began to wonder why nobody was giving thanks to God at meals and things like that, and why, you know, if they really believed the Bible, why nobody ever read it. So this was kind of all going on in the back of my mind. But there were, I believe now, some true Bible-believing Christians in that church, and they must have had some influence on me. And on one occasion, the youth leaders dared us to trust the Lord and to trust Jesus. Well, up to that point, I'd really avoided any of the sort of teenage temptations of, you know, drinking, smoking, drugs and sex. I got into the bit of the rock and roll, but never mind. But, you know, I had a bright academic future ahead. Everything looked rosy. And yet I still felt that there was something completely missing there. I felt complete purposeless in life. I mean, what is the point in going through life if you're just going to die at the end of it? And that really did bother me quite deeply. And after that challenge, one night I knelt at my bed and I prayed to the Lord. I dared to trust the Lord that Jesus, having died upon the cross, was dying for my sake. And I really took that to heart. But not really knowing any good evangelical Christians around who knew the Bible, I didn't know where to go from there. I took God at his word that no one comes to the Father but by me. And I believed that the Lord Jesus, you know, through him you'll be saved. Acts 16:31. But my faith was weak, and I had no one to share it with. I used to go up on the hill overlooking the village, and with the Cheshire Plains behind you, and I could just see all the houses, and I used to think, you know, how so few of those houses, if there's a light in the house for how much they loved God, how much light you would see from those. And I sometimes wonder how that might be if we look down upon the valley too. So my lasting impression is a place that has had great light, but still overwhelming darkness. And then as things went on, I spent 7 years at Helsby Grammar School for Boys, a school of 1,000 boys, and a couple of our friends started a Christian union there. By the end of it, we'd grown to a strength of 4, and we met in a closet every couple of weeks. But the Lord gave me a great opportunity, sending me to the place of Salford University. Now, those of you who know England will probably think Salford is the darkest place you could ever imagine. It's the cradle of the Industrial Revolution, the Silicon Valley of the 18th century. It's cotton mills on the skylines. It's always cloudy and raining. It is miserable, full of great high-rise flats and everything. This was darkness if ever there was it. But in those last few months in preparing, I really sought God in earnest and read my Bible and got to know God through prayer and through his word. And God began to convincingly answer prayer as I prayed to him. And It was just tremendous arriving there. My first housemate was Pete Stobbs. He turned out to be a true Bible-believing Christian. My first acquaintance, Dan Hodgson, he was a true Christian. My first course mate, I just happened to sit next to him, he turned out to be a true Christian. Each of these encouraged me in different ways and built me up in the faith. And my first girlfriend, Angela Lee, turned out to be a true Christian. And my first wife, no, my only wife. Sorry, it did say only wife, yeah. And afterwards, to me, that was the real time where I put my trust in the Lord, because I was totally without anybody else. I could choose what I wanted to do when I was away from home. But I really trusted the Lord, and my faith grew. And I found such tremendous relief and happiness and confidence at that time. And I think, to me, one of the telltale signs was I'd never been able to sleep very well, but once I'd really trusted the Lord, I found, you know, I was off in an instant and I could just sleep through the night. And that, to me, really spoke of inner peace. And I think God does bring great light to dark places. I've had various opportunities to go to different places. After Salford, he took us to Ellesmere Port, which is almost as bad as Salford, with oil refineries, petrochemical industries, the lot, power stations. But there's a lot of bright lights for the Lord there. And I've had chances to visit churches very similar to Hillview in the Czech Republic, where you'd imagine the communism, you know, would make it a very dark place. Japan, where the materialism would make it a very dark place. Malaysia, where the Islam would make it a very dark place. Northern Ireland, where all the troubles, you might imagine, would make it a very dark place. But there are some great shining lights for God there. And if you search him out, search out the Lord, you'll find him. You know, there are some religions that you can't take to anywhere in the world. They just don't work, you know. It's not very well easy to do ritual ablutions up in the Arctic, for example. But you can meet the Lord Jesus Christ anywhere. And that is the most precious thing to me, and I commend him to you. Amen.
Praise the Lord.